Hello, this is the English Programme. Welcome to a brand new series of English Law Review. English Legal Review is what we are basically doing here on the programme. And this is a new series. It's been, I think we've been off the air about 2 weeks or something. We're back, and we shall be looking at various aspects and bits of the English legal system. We began looking at a general overview of British law, the underlying principles, if you like, of the unwritten constitution that we have here, the separation of powers, the supremacy of Parliament, and the rule of law. And we take a look now in this episode at the background and the role of the barristers. Well, if we go back to 2008, some statistics here, there were approximately 12,000 barristers, not anywhere near the number of solicitors. Well, there are obviously, because of the nature and the role of the barrister and the work of the barrister, there are fewer of them. Now, these barristers, 12,000 were in independent practice. This is known as the bar, and the governing body is the Bar Council, which acts as the regulatory body and sets the requirements for training, qualification, and professional development. The main role of barrister is advocacy in the courtroom. The time is mostly spent in court or preparing for court cases. The self-employed and share premises called chambers with other barristers. Barristers work under what is known as the cab rank rule, which means that they must accept any case which falls within their claimed area of specialisation and for which a reasonable fee is offered, unless they are already working on other legal cases. To become a barrister in England and Wales, applicants need at least a second-class degree in law, although other routes to qualification do exist. Following this, they have to join one of the four Inns of Court: Inner Temple, Middle Temple, Gray's Inn, or Lincoln's Inn. These are all based in London, and membership is part of the route to qualification. Students are then required to take a bar vocational course, the BVC, to prepare them for practice. As part of their qualification, students have to dine at the chosen Inn of Court 12 times. Now, I would take issue with this because when I was studying A-level law about, 10, 15 years ago, I was told they were going to do away with that. So we need to look into that. We need more information, more research into this to find out what the exact nature of the dining is. Because as far as I was aware, they'd moved on from that. The idea is that students will benefit when they do these dinings, whatever the verb is, they should benefit, or hopefully will benefit, from the wisdom of experienced barristers if they sit amongst them at meal times. Once this has been completed, they are called to the bar. Also, I believe it's quite expensive as well. It's not just like a meal in a cafe or something. They have to spend a lot of money, I believe, to do this. They must then find a place in a set of chambers to serve the pupillage. I remember once applying for a basic office job at one of the chambers in Liverpool when I sort of left school. I just, basic, blah, 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 admin type thing. And they wrote back, telling me off that I hadn't researched properly how to become a member of the bar. They had completely misunderstood the reason why I was applying for a job, but never mind. I kept the letter anyway. It's in my house somewhere in Liverpool. This is a one-year apprenticeship at the chambers, in which they assist a qualified barrister. There is a great competition for pupillage places, with only about 650 vacancies available every year. Once pupillage has been completed, a newly qualified barrister must then find a permanent place in chambers, referred to as a tenancy. There are about 300 tenancies available every year, and this forces many newly qualified members to do what is known as squat. They remain in their pupillage chambers for as long as they are allowed without becoming a new member.